The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Hallelujah. You know, after I haven't said that, it would be very easy now. I can just flow. The prayer will just flow easily. Praise God. So, I said before that last statement that one of the benefits of salvation is healing. But somehow, and I think this is my opinion, I don't know about other people, but I think because it's not so spoken about as it should be, we do not really see believers moving in the expected dimension that God would have wanted. Especially now that there is this craze for other things, people want to make it as it were, so they're not really looking at healing. And then because we feel that the medical aspect is there, most people don't look at it. In fact, somebody don't talk about divine until maybe when medicine says they can't do anything about it, then you now remember that, okay, I think there's God. Now, medicine is not lesser in terms of God's agenda. It's one of God's ways to bring forth healing to people. In fact, I believe it's God that put the wisdom in the doctors to be able to do what they are doing. So I'm not in a comparing state today. Rather, am I trying to put down the medical field? I'm just simply saying what is supposed to be available to us and what we're supposed to be using. If you have a tool in your house and over time the tool is there and you don't use it, it's more like saying you become rusty, or you have a skill as it were and you don't use that skill, you become rusty. So I'm trying to wake up what is supposed to be with us. Praise God. So Father, we just thank you. We pray that even as we go on through this class, we will learn certain things that will help us to activate us to go out to pray for others and help us to believe for healing for ourselves when we are faced with any healing challenge, in Jesus' mighty name. Okay. So we're looking at biblical basis for healing. That's my topic for this healing class. It's actually an introductory class, so we will go do as much as we can, but I want to try and make it in such a way that you would have room for questions. I think some people sometimes think that healing is not for everyone. And some people may believe that healing, some people should be healed and some people should not be healed. I don't think so. And I've tried to search scriptures and I've seen that it's actually supposed to be something that's for everyone. So there are roadblocks. There are things that have been stopping some of us. Healing is God's will. Well, I hope they have not missed. Okay. They mixed my slide. Healing is one of the benefits that comes with salvation, but there are some roadblocks. Let's read it again. Oh. Healing is one of the benefits that comes with salvation, but there are some roadblocks which are on basis of tradition, superstition. Still others are based on misquoted or misunderstood scriptures that may have hindered us from accessing this free gift. So you have people who have maybe superstition making it difficult for them to access healing, and they are believers. Or you have them tradition. I mean, I came from a background that, before I got saved, I came from a background that believed that it was one of the things, I mean, sickness was a normal. In fact, there are some people who I believe that used to be sick for the Lord, if there's any word like that. You know, we are sick for the Lord. Have you ever heard somebody saying, we're sick for the Lord? This sickness I have is for the Lord. You know, I used to have that. So when I got saved and I heard someone saying something about, I'm trying to show you tradition. I mean, that's the tradition I grew up with. I grew up with it. So it was a norm. And I heard somebody say, I cannot be sick. I said, I actually was angry to the extent that probably I must have said something abusive to the person, didn't hear me. You know, somebody, I was like, what kind of nonsense is that? Because my tradition kept my beliefs. It hindered my beliefs as regards healing. So tradition could stop it. And then quote scriptures, when you don't understand them, you can misquote them. All right? There's a scripture that people quote sometimes and then use that to hinge on the fact that God does not want to heal. I think it's in Exodus where God was saying, if you obey me, I will not put any of these diseases on you. All right? And then the second one says, okay, I will put disease on you if you don't obey me. God really doesn't put disease on people. If we were to translate it directly from the Hebrew way it was, it's actually permit. It's like you allowed the enemy to come and do what he's doing based on the fact that you did not do what I expected you to do. It's like a consequence for your not doing the right action. But so God does not intentionally bring sickness on anybody. No matter how wicked you have been, God does not use it as a punishment strategy. Say, you see, you are very wicked. So based on your wickedness, take cancer. Briefly. God is not like that. You know, God is not like that at all. So we need to have that at the background of our minds removed. Okay? So healing is God's will. That's the thing that I wanted to say before they put this other slide. In Acts chapter 10, to show you that healing is God's will, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. The word is all, so you know that it's his will. If it was not his will, there would be no all. He would have said some. So, and Jesus is a perfect example of who we perceive the Father to be. Because he says, whatever I see the Father doing, that's what I do. So that word all lets you know that in his intent, God wants everyone to be well. There's no benefit of God seeing you sick. I mean, you are his child, you are sick. You as a parent, even as someone who's a brother to somebody, when that person is sick, you know you're not comfortable, you're not happy, you want a change. So God does not want that because we are his children. All right? So who were oppressed of the devil? For God was with him. So I'm trying to use this to establish the fact that the enemy is the one that goes about trying to release illness. That's his terrain. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 to 17, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with the word and healed. Again, look at that word. Please say it together with me. He healed what? Come on, say it again. So the issue is that all. So just say to yourself, God wants me always healed. Please say it. So that's the thing. And Jesus did this to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, which stated that he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. So even in the Old Testament, it was in the pattern of God not to put sickness on people. Am I making sense? All right, so we are trying to establish, first of all, that it is his will for us to be healed. Because if you have that as a background, you can enjoy it for yourself, and then you can also be able to do something in somebody else's life. Just imagine if you look at your hand now, and you just know that you are carrying something on your hand that enables you to place on other people's hand. I don't want to say automatically because you look like magic, but the person totally gets healed. Won't you like that? Come on now, won't you like that? That's what's in your hand. So take a look at your hand. Just look at it briefly. Just briefly. Look at it. Look at it. Don't look at it like the way you used to look at it. You know, I want to show you something. You're not handicapped. You have ability to cause a change. Because God's healing power is in you. And we'll see that as we go on. So let's go on. So let's look at the nature of God. The Bible says the nature of God reveals him as a healer. The nature of God reveals him as a healer. It reveals him as a healer. So if you were not satisfied with the first things I said, at least understand that God is a healer. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, he says, he said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring you any of these diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For this is my point. For I am the Lord who heals you. So he is your personal doctor. That's his nature. His nature is to change the course of things that are sickly around you, are sickly in your body. It is his nature. So when you, if you are around God and there is sickness, sickness is not in heaven, sickness is not around him. It is his nature to bring healing. Deuteronomy 7 verse 15 says, the Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. Now take a look at the top. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. So now, you know, sometimes we try to exempt certain diseases, like maybe headache, bellyache, small pains. You know, you say this one is not, it's not for God to handle. Is you need your bungay one, the hard one. Maybe when they now tell you that, my brother, you see, you need to go to the hospital now, and you'll be on bed rest for like, you will not be thinking about how much money you will lose by staying in the hospital. That's, you're not going to work, or how much time will be wasted. You will not say, Father, change my story. That is you. Changing your story starts when there are small, little ones. But it will only be based on your understanding that his nature reveals that he's a healer. Now, what I'm trying to do here is to remove certain beliefs that you have over time accepted. You may not know. If you keep your focus on things that make you feel that healing is something that is of the past, when you're faced with sickness, the first thing you do will be to look for something that is outside God. So my goal here this evening is to help you to search for God first. I think Reverend was saying something on Sunday when he was talking about spiritual intelligence. He said, they said we should not worry. But how many of us have worried? You say we always are, and we said sometimes. It happens in the same place. How many of us have suggested that we should go the other way, taking medicine? Now, can I say this? Like I said, I'm not putting that. I'm just saying that. Taking medicine. Okay, let me put it this way. What if you had all the medicine in your storehouse? Will you go to the medical? Will you go to the hospital? Now you understand what I'm trying to say. If you had all the medicine in your storehouse and you could use it for yourself, would you go to the hospital? It's a class. Will you go to the hospital? Why? You have it. So what I'm trying to show is that you have it. So spend money on something else. Praise God. If you didn't take that, then look at the prophecy of the Messiah. Many of us have seen this before. Luke chapter 7, verse 18 to 23. Then the disciples of John reported of him concerning all these things. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to Jesus, saying, are you the one coming, or do we look for another? Now, I need to explain this backdrop. The reason why John was saying this was because it was prophecy that when the Messiah would come, he would come with healing. So John needed to know whether it was him. And Jesus understood what he was asking about and referred to the happenings, the miracles that were taking place, so that John will be convinced that he is actually the Messiah that has come with the healing that was prophesied in time past. Now look at this. Jesus is answering. Okay, let me read it. And that very hour he cured many infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. And Jesus answered and said to them. So while they came, they saw what was going on. Now, something just dropped on me because I believe this is also a case of encounter. You know, they came to meet with Jesus. They came to ask him about whether he was the Messiah. He didn't answer by words. He answered by action. So you cannot know whether you carry the healing power in you by just saying, hey, I have the healing power. I said, I have the healing power. You are telling me, I have the healing power. Say, yes, I have it. Say, yes, you have it. Yes, you have it. You can't be saying, yes, you have it until you test it. I also want to refer to Sunday service. See, I'm trying to bring something to you. It was the first Sunday of the week. It was Healing Sunday. A reverend said, you cannot say a product is nullified if it has not been tested. So, it is expected that when you leave here today, you will look for someone that is sick. That's how you know whether the thing is with you. Hello? Because if you don't search for people to pray for them and exercise that ability that you have inside you, you will soon tell yourself you don't have that ability. It's just a normal, your mind will tell you don't have that ability, and your mind has enough power to convince you not to do it anymore. Remember I said we're activating some of us. So I'm not on the background that everybody here who's taking this class has not been practicing. So he says, go and tell John the things you have seen and heard. The testimonies are based on the actions that have been taken. And it's present. It's not before. It's present. You can't only say, I used to. It's supposed to be a continuous stuff. Tell him that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who's not offended because of me. Do you mind if we pray in tongues for 5 minutes? It's a class now. I'm trying to activate you. You're building up your most holy faith so that you may be able to practice. Just push a little bit. 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 In Jesus' name. So, it says, strengthen the weak, and this is another prophetic word. I love the fact that we're doing a lot of scripture search today, because when you mix scriptures together, it gives you confidence in how to go about the next thing you need to do. It says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind, look at it, will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. The lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Now, can I say something? This is a picture. Do for me, I'm sure you have your notes. What kind of healing experience do you want to have? What I mean is that, what kind of things do you want to see? Do you want to see blind eyes open? Think about it before you write it. I'll give you time. It's a class. What kind of healing do you want to see? You didn't come with your Bible and your pen. Sorry. You can write it on your phone. What kind of healing do you want to see? He said the eyes, the blind eyes. That is, you know, some people say, I want to be praying for people who are blind. Pastor, I remember a story that Pastor told us some time back. It's not that she told us. I was here. It's not they told us. they told us, but I was here when the thing happened. About someone that she gave a handkerchief to. I'm sure some of you remember the story. And the handkerchief, she just felt like giving the handkerchief up. And then because she was tired, just like the testimony that happened on Sunday where she ignored the seed. She didn't ignore the seed. All right? Or it was thought she ignored the seed. So she took the handkerchief, gave it to the person, and somehow, the long story cut and short, the person supposedly died, but the person was using the handkerchief. Now, in the person's deathbed, where the person was translating from here to the other side, the angel of Pastor Anwuli appeared to her and said, "Mama is calling you." So from her deathbed, she woke up and got out from the thing that they were embalming people. And obviously, everybody took off. Now, this is not, you know, it's sounding funny. I will tell you another one that she didn't remember. So you understand. Because if you understand, there's a connection between death and healing. You know, you can heal the sick. And if you can heal the sick, obviously you can raise the dead. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Picture, you see, what you don't picture for, you cannot have access to. God cannot open it to you because you're not thinking about it. So write down the things. I'll give you another story. There's a man who had appendicitis. Maybe Pastor Charles will remember, because some of our guys, Pastor Felix will remember. I'm sorry, because that's the stories that as they are just coming. And then he came for the service. He didn't have money, and his appendix ruptured. He was in his home, and then he said he saw angels. I don't know how they came in. After we had finished the service, they came in and they were operating on him. I'm not telling you story that I'm telling you story that I was there. Not that they operated on him, removed the something that was the wrong one, put in his body in order. He was seeing it. He thought he was there. He was seeing it. By the time he woke up, they went back, checked him. There was no problem. So I'm saying, and I'm also showing you. Thank you. Celebrate God. Celebrate Him well. Now, you just showed me something. You know, I'm trying to make this class an encounter class. What you celebrate, you attract. The testimonies you celebrate, you tap into. So I'm trying to show you. I'm even moving beyond death. Beyond healing. I'm moving beyond death. I don't want you to be scared because you're actually a spirit being first, trying to be a flesh being. Sorry, a spirit being trying to live in this body. Not the other way around, as they have told us. Too much movies is making us think that it's the other way around. You are a spirit being. You are not a normal human being. Sorry. You are not. You understand? I didn't say you are mad. Are you getting my picture? So pause for a moment. Like I said, write down the things that you said you want to experience. Because if you write them down, the next assignment I'm going to give to you, you will now begin to see, because it's a practical class. If you write, "I want to be praying for people who are blind," write it down. If it's the lame people, write it down. If it's one, "Okay, Pastor, I didn't come for healing class. I want to be raising the dead," there's no problem. That's why it's a class. It's not the normal stuff. So, I'll read it again. "Behold, strengthen the weak hands, make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted." So if your hands were weak before, He's strengthening them now. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. See, when you say, "I want to be praying for people who are lame," what you are saying is that God should strengthen you to start doing that. Am I making sense to you at all? So He says here, "Strengthen the weak hands." So if my hands were weak before, I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't think about praying for the sick. I couldn't think about raising the dead. I couldn't think about healing anything, even the headache, Panadol of headache. I couldn't. Something happened in the service and some time back. I don't know that she will remember. Mrs. Norman Miko is here. I think it was about the communion, because in it contains the ability to bring forth healing. And they had prayed, I don't know what, I can't remember what, but she took the communion and she received healing from it. Same thing happened one time. Somebody had had an accident, and there was something that had to do with her neck or something like that. It was, and we were made to pray for her in church. You know, sometimes you, when you are even praying, it looks as if you are not praying with as if so much faith, because you know there are some sicknesses that really look like maybe it won't work. Am I speaking to people at all? You just see something. So this looked like one of them. And we prayed for her. And in my mind, it was, let it not be like we did not pray. But then she comes back excited. You know, and she's saying, yes, I've received healing. I'm much better. And you're almost trying to tell the person, are you sure? Because me, I'm not sure. So I'm trying to say that if you actually ask God to strengthen every area of your life that is making you weak, he will do it now because there are angels in the house. Praise God. Okay, let's go on. Now this is the part I want us to get. We are authorized to minister healing to others. It's an authority that we have. You know, if you look at the police officer, or the road safety officer. I don't want to talk about the soldier. Just mere seeing them stand on the road, whether you like them, you don't like them, once they say stop, you will stop. You're stopping not because you like their face. You're stopping because there's something else backing them. Now, how many of you know that somehow not everybody was taught in terms of in class where they sat you down that you see these guys, this is the thing that is backing them. But generally, we have come to accept it that these guys, once they stand, you have to respect what they are saying. Same too. When they say you're authorized, it means you've been given authority. So when you stand, you're not standing as somebody who's begging to heal somebody. You are actually a healer. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. It doesn't dawn on you. You are actually, you're not begging. So when I'm saying you're authorized, I'm not, you're authorized. That means when you are standing there, you have the full authority to say you are healed in the name of Jesus. And expect that statement you have said will move with authority into the life of the. You're not just saying, speaking it because you have so much. There's someone backing you. There's an energy backing you. There's a government backing you. And that government has no limitation. Nothing is stopping it. The Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every mouth will confess that he is Lord. So it is the name that got this healing. So when you say it, or when you activate the healing power in that name, you will get results. So we are authorized. Let's look at a scripture. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 to 8, as you go, not as you come, as you go. So when Nathaniel came, I don't know why I'm using Sunday service, and said it was raining, but he went. So as you go, nothing is limiting you. See, I like the way the thing is written. As you go, preach, saying, let's read it together, please. Let's lift our voice and read together. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Sorry, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So let's test it. Let's test it here. Please, anybody came with a headache? Want to test it? It's a class. Anybody that came here with a chest pain? How about a backache? Or a waist pain? Now you are checking yourself. Please check. Are you? You are checking. If you have one, because I want to use it as a test. I'm not the one that wants to pray. Don't think I'm trying to use myself. I want us to test it. So it'll be a class experience. Can I get a candidate? Quickly. Are you a candidate? Mazuku vaye, elete, suka, mara. Who wants to try out? She wants to try out. Father, thank you. Mazeke bala, ekutu kutu shete. I'm just enjoying myself. Ma, you want to? Body pain. Okay, stand. She's there beside you. You said this one. You see, I'm not. But she has been hearing the message. Please ask the person. Okay, who wants to pray for her? Can anybody? It's a class. Try it out. No, sister, come. It's a class. Please. You don't stand out there. We are testing something. I should take the microphone closer. Thank you so much. Please. By Sunday, how? The thing is to go and come. I just want you to want to be extra sure.
It's when I stand for long hours that I feel the pain.
When you stand for long hours?
Yes.
Okay. So did she explain to you that when you stand for long hours, that's when she feels the pain? Okay. Now that she has explained to you is when she stands for long hours, what's coming to you?
She will stand all through.
No, you have to say it to her. See, I'm trying to show you some. It's a class. And I like that you are laughing. It's good. Jesus is always in a good mood. Don't have to be frowning. Now, she has given you a word. The Bible says he sent forth his word and he healed them. So she has given you a word. You will take the word. I will show you what to do, but you will take that word that she gave to you. She said a statement. Now, sometimes we want to trivialize, okay, like, no, I'm using that as an example. Not that you really know why she said this person. And like, I know her. She hasn't prayed this morning. I'm giving an example. Like, so, since we've been talking, let me show you what's going on. An impartation. You see, when I started this episode, I said, let's all celebrate Reverend Ben and Pastor K. I just drew from the cure. So they represent the angels in the house. I just drew from it. So what it simply means is the impartation for healing, the ability to do it, is available. So you take it and use it. Okay. So please take that word, Ma.
We have not done anything.
Hallelujah. Has she told you what? You see what is going on now? If you don't remember anything in this class, you'll remember this action that took place. All right. Has she told you what is wrong? Okay. Go ahead. Who else? Is anybody not sleeping well? That is not sleeping well. You are not sleeping well. Okay, Nathaniel, you want to pray for her? Somebody is not sleeping well. You are not sleeping well. Sorry, man. Pain. You want a special doctor to pray for you? All right, rise. Who will pray for her? It's a class. Will you like to pray for her? I like this. Fire down. Something is happening here. Can I show you what's happening here? I'm sensing, hold on. Class, hold on. I'm sensing there's an oil that is moving around. I don't know, it's like as if something is just moving around. And can I say something? If you have anywhere you need any form of healing, even if it's your genitals, whether male or female, maybe you have a discharge, something's happening now. I remember, you know, sometimes there are some things that we can't talk about, and I don't want you to go. Maybe you have a discharge. Or it's something that, yes, I've said that, your gender. Just, I'm sensing there's an oil that's moving around, and I feel that the healing power is already going out. So just receive your healing. Let's give them some time. How do you feel? Julie? No, not God. Better. You're smiling. They would think that we are.
Pastor, there is a testimony here, sir.
Go ahead, fire down.
She had a neck pain before the man of God laid hands on her.
By
and after impartation, the neck pain gone.
Kayada,
totally. Yada. Somebody give the
can
Lord
a can we celebrate hand. God? I didn't come back to you. Come. What did you pray about? What did you pray?
General body pain.
Okay.
And now, I'm fully healed.
You know,
I don't feel any pain anymore.
You know, it's funny. You know why? You know why? You know what we've just done? We only activated the class. Now, let me show you something because I'm moving to the next thing, and I'll use it to wrap up. When you hold on, let me show you something. When you deprive yourself of the word of God for a particular issue, you deprive yourself of the answer. Did you hear what I just said? Maybe you could write it down. When you deprive yourself of the word of God for a particular issue, you deprive yourself of the answer. Remember the statement on Sunday. It says, every word instructed by God has the power to fulfill it. Every word instructed by God has the power to fulfill it. So when you stand on, like these words we've given to you, they have life. So when you take them and you make them your own, then it can change your cells, it can change your nerves, it can adjust whatever needs to be adjusted. That's the plain truth. Belief will never change until word comes. It won't change until the word comes. So, how do you now move from this state? You have been told, authorized to go and heal others. You find out, God, what is the word for this person? That I'm praying for. Because once you speak it, it will happen. It's the very word that created you. So if he created you, a part of you is not a problem. Did you hear what I just said just now? It created you, the whole being. So a part that now has a problem or a challenge, you think that same word is too difficult to bring it about? Let's rise on our feet. I want us to give me a soft tune. Remember why? No, you don't even need to stand up. Remember why in the class? Give me a soft tune, maybe something that is a little bit silent, doesn't have, I'm sure they know what to do. I want you to shut your eyes. Some of you are going to be seeing someone come to meet you and drop something before you. Please, whatever you see him drop before you, take it. And we're going to use it. Just five. Please shut your eyes. I want you to please, just imagine that you're on a field. You're sitting alone. Just be there. If you get the picture, if you don't get the picture, don't worry yourself. Don't struggle. I already said that to help you. I like the volume it was at. Keep it at that volume. While on that field, just say, God, I receive your healing ability. I receive it. Some of you may feel a presence, someone, as if there's a breath around you. Some may see a picture of someone standing in front of you, or you may not see any of those, but I'm just sensing what's coming to me. That's why I'm saying it. I feel that somebody has a pen that they've given to him, and I'm sensing that he's saying something about, as you write, even in writing, people will read and get healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did anybody get anything that you want to just share with us before we go to the next thing? Please, if you got anything, somebody there? Is somebody? Okay, quickly.
Yeah. I heard a statement. There are far better things ahead than any we leave behind.
Okay. All right. There's somebody here. I'm particular again. Also, if there's anything on that you got towards healing too, I hope you understood what they said to you, Esiri. I hope you understood what you got. Okay.
Praise the Lord. What I got was, as I was sitting down, waiting for in the middle of the field, I got a blue stick.
Okay.
I was wondering what it was, and then when you started talking further, I saw that it was like a drumstick to hit a big band. And then I was asking, like, what am I going to do with this? And then I saw myself on the tour for a city. So it said, you're called to heal cities.
Wow. Can I say something? You need to go back, look at it again, and so that he expands to you. You know what I just tried to show you? I showed you how to assess hearing what God is saying to you, and getting a particular word or a picture or something that you can use to pray for somebody. Are you seeing it's easy? You know how I know? The Bible says we translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. It's not a difficult thing. You can translate to heaven and back. And that's where healing is. You take what is there, you bring it here. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay. One more, and thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. When you were talking about the pen to write, I stretched forth my hand and the Lord gave me a keys, and I asked, what is it for? He said, for a lot of manifestations and anything I can think of in this world.
Good.
That to have access.
Good. Thank you so much. You go back. Every word that was given is in short. You know when God gives you something, saying you have to sit down and make it so that he makes it clearer to you. Did anybody feel anything on you while we were praying? You felt that? Thank you very much. God bless you for making my ministry go forward. Somebody wants to say something. Please, thank you. You felt that too. Thank God it's not Nathaniel. Nathaniel is my friend. Okay, you want to say something, please.
Interesting enough, I just opened Matthew 7. So when you said we should shut our eyes. I just heard something like a whisper, ask. And I'm like, I don't know what to ask. And he said, there's so much more, just ask. So I said, okay, since you said I should ask, and you know my mind now. Immediately I said that, I saw myself sitting in the middle of a room. There was light. But immediately I saw a huge door open, and I felt the presence of people rushing into the room, standing behind and beside me like I was encircled. And I just saw water gushing out, and it was running all over my body. Then I heard Matthew 7:7.
Wow. You have read it.
Yes. Ask, seek, look.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.